Hi, this is Steve Blees and welcome to Sounds That Can Be Made, a rock podcast brought to you from the city and county of Bristol. Let's get things underway with something by Deck Burke. That was Dec Burke with March of the Androids from his second solo album, Paradigms and Storylines. Dec has just started work on his third solo album, which is good news and something to look forward to if his previous releases are anything to go by. Now, if you tuned into my late night Heavy Elements show on Friday, you would have heard these guys as one of the three bands from Islamic countries that I played in a block. If you didn't, this is my wrath. We'll be right back.
dark. Let me see that gleam of light. Let it shine on my heart.
From Tunisia, that was Myrath with Silent Cries off their 2010 Desert Calls album. If you like your prog metal to have some oriental embellishments, like Orphan Land, Myrath are a band well worth checking out. Okay, from Tunisia, let's jet back to Bristol and check out some local shoegazers.
Thank you.
I saw Blueneck there a while back at the Fleece and was mesmerised by them, snapping up their back catalogue, including Judas Judas from Scars of the Midwest, which I've just played, at the gig. Unfortunately, they're currently on a musical hiatus, but hopefully not for much longer, as they are far too good a band not to be playing and recording.
Thank you.
Would you believe if I said that all that you know is gone? Nightmare which you never thought could come out of your dream. It's done. Her purposeless rage came down from the sky.
From 2002's The Watchers album, that was Royal Hunt with Intervention. Whilst not what I would regard as one of the A-list prog metal bands, Royal Hunt have released 13 albums containing a number of decent songs and are worthy of further investigation if that floated your musical boat. Next up, let's have some Viking metal.
We'll be right back.
Playing in Bristol this week are Leaves Eyes, who I can heartily recommend having caught them live at Prog Power UK a few years back. They have just released a new album, King of Kings, about Harald Fairhair, Norway's first king. I will play something from that in a future show, but that was Elegy from their excellent Vinland Saga album. Now, it was a little sad to hear that Matt Stevens is, hopefully temporarily, hanging up his acoustic guitar to focus on the fierce and the dead. To remind us of what we will be missing, this is Oxymoron. Now, this following band I have a very strange relationship with. I have all their albums, some on both vinyl and CD, as well as a couple of live DVDs, and I've even gone to the NEC to see them live. But for some reason, I don't count myself as a fan. However, I do like this. This is Rush with Seven Cities of Gold from Clockwork Angels. Okay, time to wrap up things for tonight. Now, many people will probably disagree with me here, but I think the following band have been treading musical water for a couple of albums now. However, their most recent release has seen, in my opinion, a partial return to form, and I am hopeful for the future. This is Anathema with Distant Satellites. Enjoy.
Take me away. Oh, I'm alive, I'm alive, You're tuned to Progzilla Radio.